We are in a series entitled Encounters. And this is the third installment. Okay, or third week. So kung wala ka last week or yung last week o first time mo lang ngayon, let's do a little recap para medyo ano, malaman mo kung yung mga pinag-usapan natin. Yung Encounters kasi is a series that relates to people na naka-encounter kay Jesus and how their lives were changed. For the first week, we talked about Nicodemus. Ayan. Nicodemus yung first week. And what do we learn about Nicodemus? Of course, God loved, God gave, we believe, and we live. And for the second week, last week, sino yung mga nandito last week? Ayan. Ano yung pinag-usapan natin last week? Sino yung character? The invalid. Of course, yung taong naghihintay doon sa tabi ng pool. Ano yung natutunan natin? Jesus seeks, Jesus heals, and Jesus forgives. Yon. So of course, tulad nung nakita natin kanina sa skit, okay, meron tayong character din na pag-uusapan ngayong hapon na to. Her story can be found in John chapter 4, verse 1 to, actually hindi lang 30, 40. It's 40 verses, no? Talagang telenovela yung buhay niya. No, her story is a story of love, loss, forgiveness, and redemption. Talaga parang telenovela, no? Nanonood ba kayo ng telenovela? Yeah, yung buhay niya, ganon. No, so before we go any further, I want us all to bow our heads and just say a prayer. Lord, we thank you. We welcome your presence here tonight. Thank you for your living and your written word. Speak to us, Holy Spirit, in a very personal way. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. And as we talk about the Samaritan woman, I'm gonna show a set of picture because I want to drive home a point at the start. Meron lang ako gustong i-point out sa atin dito ngayon. Meron ako ipapakita mga picture and sabihin nyo sa akin kung tong mga taong to gusto nyong tabihan. Okay? Itong taong to, gusto mo bang tabihan yan? Yes! Okay? Itong taong to, gusto mong tabihan yan? Ayoko. Yan. Okay. So, first picture. Ayan. Yung taong yan, gusto mo bang tabihan yan? Honestly. Dahil yung taong yan, sabihin natin, isang taon niyan hindi naliligo. O, 2 years. Tapos, nakatitig lang sa'yo, magdamag. Nakaganyan, o, tinititigan ka ng ganyan. Gusto mo bang tabihan yan? No! Okay, sige. Maraming nagsabi ng no. Next picture. Yan! Okay lang ba yan? Ha? Alright. Okay, sige. Sige. Alright. Alam mo, dali ha. Maling picture yata kasi nahati kayo eh. Na maraming boys ang nagsabi no, maraming girls nagsabi ng yes. So, parang nahati. Ay, no! No pala, no. Sige, no. Ayaw nila. Sige, okay. So, no. So, yung one, no. Yung two, may minority na yes. Ito, may majority naman na no. Sige. Third picture. Ayan, okay lang ba na tumapihan sa inyo? Sige, okay lang yan. Sige. Ito, sige. Ayan. Okay lang ba na tumapihan sa inyo? Gusto bang tabihan yan? Ha? Oh, ayan, may nahati na yes, merong yes, meron nagsabi na no. Ayan. And last picture, eto, gusto nyo bang tabihan to? Ha? Ayan. Alright. Sige, quiet tayo. Sige. Alright. This last picture is a joke. Sige, tanggalin mo na yan. Baka mapaniginipan pa. Alright. The last picture was really a joke, but the first four pictures, I decided to show it to you for you to think about something. Pag tayo, tumatabi sa isang tao or gusto natin na tumabi sila sa atin, ano yung criteria na ginagamit natin to accept them? Ano yung pinagbabasihan mo? Bakit gusto mo siyang tabihan? Ano yung mga naiisip mong bagay? Bakit welcome siyang tumabi sa'yo? Bakit pag ang tao, mukhang taong grasa, ayaw mo siyang tabihan? Ayaw mo siyang kausapin? Okay? What are the things that you think about? Meron ka bang mga preconceived notion? Ay, itong taong to mukhang manduruko to. Ayaw kong tabihan to. Ito mukhang mayaman to. Okay lang, tumabi ako dito. What are the things that you are thinking about? Ano yung criteria mo? Ngayon, ito. Babaligta rin natin. Kung ikaw naman, kung si Jesus nasa well, at siya naman yung mag-iisip ng criteria, okay? Or kayo, mag-iisip. Ano yung magiging criteria para ka maging worthy na tumabi kay Jesus? Ano yung meron ka that would qualify take note of the word qualify you to sit beside Jesus Christ. Ha? Ano yung pwedeng maging makita ni Jesus sa'yo? Sige, anak. Sumayaw ka kanina eh. Qualified ka na. Umupo ka rito sa tabi ko. O, yung hair mo. Grabe, ang ganda ng hair mo, Carlos. Upo ka rito sa tabi ko. Pwede na yan. Diba? What are the things that make a person qualify to sit beside Jesus? Ngayon, tandaan nyo, the Jews and the Samaritans had an enmity. Meron silang racial and cultural barriers. Ngayon, nagtataka kayo, bakit nagkaroon ng cultural barriers? Let me share a brief background to you guys. Can we show the map? Ayan. Dito muna ako sa left side. Nung panahon ni David, tas nung anak niya, si King Solomon, buo yung Israel. After ni Solomon, nahati sa dalawa ang Israel. Meron tayong tatawag na Northern Kingdom, meron tayong tatawag na Southern Kingdom. Yung Northern Kingdom, ang capital niya Samaria, yung Judah naman, ang capital niya is Jerusalem. Ngayon, ito yung nangyari. Meron, nagkaroon sila ng series of kings, yung Israel. Ayan. Lahat yan, from top to bottom. Let's say 20 yun, lahat masasama, as in evil. Nasubukan nyo na bang lantaran, sabihin nyo kay God, ayoko sa'yo, God. Naranasan nyo na yun? Itong mga kings na to, yung mga taong to, they said, Lord, we don't want any part of you anymore. To the point na pati yung mga anak nila, inaalay nila sa apoy, sa mga Diyos-Diyosan. And God was very patient with them. Nagpadala si God ng mga prophets, pero matigas pa rin ang ulo. Ayaw makinig. So, dumating yung time, sabi ni Lord, okay, yan ang gusto nyo. Sige, it's judgment time. So he allowed the invaders from Assyria to conquer Israel. Ayan. So yung capital ng Israel, Samaria. Ngayon ang ginawa ng mga Assyrians, mauutak sila. Para maiwasan yung rebellion, yung mga Israelites, tinanggal nila at dinala nila sa ibang lugar. Nagdala sila ng ibang tao na tumira sa Northern Kingdom. So ano nangyari? Ano yung cause nun? Di sila magkaintindihan ng lengguahe. And eventually, nag-mix yung culture. Some of the Jews believed, okay, tingnan natin sa 2 Kings, chapter 17. Ayan, verse 6. Finally, in the 9th year of King Hoshea's reign, Samaria fell, and the people of Israel were exiled to Assyria. They were settled in the colonies in Hala, along the banks of the Habor River, in Gozan, and in the cities of the Medes. Tingnan natin in verse 24. Ayan, the king of Assyria transported groups of people from Babylon, Kuta, Ava, Hamath, and Sepharvaim, and resettled them in the towns of Samaria, replacing the people of Israel. They took possession of Samaria and lived in its towns. May mga natira pang Israelites dyan. Pero dahil konti na lang sila minority, mas maraming foreigner, naghalo ngayon yung nag-asawa sila. Yung mga Israelites, they married other people from these places, and eventually, nag-mix yung culture. Halo-halong paniniwala, okay? Just like this guy na na-meet ng isang pastor natin, sabi niya, I'm a martial arts. I teach martial arts. Really? How do you teach? Kasi one night, I had a dream. Nakita ko si Jesus sa panaginip ko. At sabi ni Jesus sa akin, si Buddha ang magtuturo sa inyo ng kung fu. Yun. Si Jesus daw, tsaka si Buddha. Sabi ni Jesus sa kanya, si Buddha magtuturo sa inyo ng kung fu. So, sinisik na si Buddha. Okay, so, ganun yung nangyari. And the result was, the Jews looked down on the Samaritans. Hindi ka pure. Ang daming maling paniniwala sa grupo nyo. Kami lang yung tama. Okay, so ang tingin nilang mga Jews, mas mataas kami sa mga Samaritans. Hindi namin kinakausap yan. Mga taong grasa, hindi namin kinakausap yan. And Jesus did not need to go to Samaria. Remember, okay, galing siya sa Jerusalem, babalik na siya sa Galilee. Okay, what the Jews usually do, meron ba tayong mapa dyan? Ayan. Eto, yung Samaria, dito galing si Jesus. Babalik siya dito sa taas. Okay? Now, what the Jews usually do, maglo-longkat sila. Paganyan. Bawal doon kasi hindi nila teritoryo yon, di ba? Baka mamaya mabugbog sila pag dyan sila dumaan. So, ang ginawa ni Jesus, imbis na maglo-longkat, sabi niya, mag-shortcut ako. Bakit? Bakit kailangan niya mag-shortcut? Ba't kailangan niya pumunta sa Samaria? Because he had a mission. And that mission was none other than the Samaritan woman. Now, picture this. Kung yung Samaritan woman nag-i-exist sa campus mo ngayon, ano kaya yung itsura niya? Kung siya ay isang babaeng classmate, ano kaya ang pakiramdam niya at anong itsura niya? Okay? Now, the Bible has a few descriptions about the Samaritan woman based on the verses na binasa natin kanina. First description ng Samaritan woman is, she is unworthy. Ayan. Ano yung sabihin ng unworthy? Basahin natin sa verse 6 to 7 ng chapter 4. Sabi rito, Jacob's well was there, and Jesus, tired from the long walk, sat wearily beside the well about noontime. Soon a Samaritan woman came to draw water, and Jesus said to her, please give me a drink. Ayan. So, ito lang, question lang. Sa lugar ni Jesus, it's a desert, okay, Israel, Middle East. Pagtanghaling tapat, mainit doon. So, ang mga tao, kumukuha sila o sumasalok sila ng walang Manila water doon, walang Maynila. Lahat ng tao kumukuha ng tubig sa well. And the best time to get water, of course, is early in the morning or late in the afternoon. Yung hindi na mainit. Now, ito yung clue. Okay, take note, may disclaimer lang ako dito. Walang sinasabi yung scripture na sobrang makasalanan tong babaeng to. But there's a clue. Why did she get water at this time? Yung sabi dyan, well, about noontime, tanghaling tapat yan. Ang mga tao dyan natutulog. Okay? Hindi ito yung may klase ng tanghaling tapat. Tapos inaantok ka sa classroom. Alright, you know what? I remember way back, ancient history to. Okay? Kinuwento eh, no? Alam nyo, meron kami subject sa school namin dati na socio-anthropology sa CEU. Alas dos yun, tandang-tanda ako. Yung teacher namin nun babae na 60 plus na, magre-retire na. Pag nagle-lecture siya, Jurassic. Alright, class. Open your textbooks to page 62. And there was one time, antok na antok ako. Napapaganon ako doon sa armchair. Tapos bigla na lang may naramdaman akong tuk, may tumama sa noko. Ano yun? Tapos pagdilat ko, nakatingin lahat yung mga classmate ko sa akin. Tapos yung mukha ng Jurassic na teacher, talagang galit na galit. Mr. Victoria, are you sleeping? Ganon. Ah, ma'am, sorry po. Kasi hindi ko na malayan, nakaidlip na pala ako. Dahil yung atmosphere, mainit. Walang taong nagagagalaw sa labas, tahimik. Tahimik, dahil yung iba kong classmate, kahit yung mga pasaway, inaantok din. Ganon yung time na yun. Okay? Bakit siya kukuha ng tubig sa sobrang init? Because she's trying to avoid people. She's trying to avoid gossip. Diba? Kung pupunta siya sa oras ng katulad ng ibang tao, baka mamaya, isang, pagpunta niya doon, may isang babae, inahas mo ang boyfriend ko! Gaganunin na lang siya kasama yung mga barangay tanod, yung mga tanod. Yan, yan, yung babae niya, no? Inahas yung boyfriend ko, ganun. Diba? So to avoid scandal, doon na lang siya, kahit mainit, no? So when she woke up, she thought that it was just another ordinary day. Ay, nako, ito na naman. Kailangan ko na naman lumabas ng tanghaling tapat para kumuha ng tubig. Pero lo and behold, surprise, meron palang naghihintay sa kanya. And that person was none other than Jesus. Okay? So number two, aside from being unworthy, she is unsatisfied. Unsatisfied. Can you read verse 16 to 18? Go and get your husband, Jesus told her. I don't have a husband, the woman replied. Jesus said, you're right. You don't have a husband. For you have had five husbands, lima na daw yung naging asawa niya, and you aren't even married to the man you're living with now. In short, live in. You certainly spoke the truth. Okay. You know, been married two times, maybe three times, four times, five times. Been married five times. Now, we can only speculate. Wala naman sinabi yung Bible dito na, di ba? Nangarinyo siya, nangasya, or whatever. Maybe si number one, inatake sa puso. Si number two, namatay sa gera. Si number three, diabetes. Namatay sa diabetes. Hindi natin masabi. But, you know, there came a point in time. Think about, she's living with someone now. She's not married. Why? Because she already gave up on life. Ayoko nang mag-asawa. Ganon din lang, namamatay din lang eh. Parang ayoko na, give up na ako. Every time, bakit siya give up? Kasi every time mag-aasawa siya ulit, sasabihin niya, eto na talaga. This time, iiwan ko na yung heartaches ko, mag-start na ulit ako. I'm gonna have a new start. Okay? So yun dito yung, nag-move on ka na, break na kayo ng boyfriend mo, ng girlfriend mo, meron ka na ulit, meron ka ng bago. And you tell yourself, this time, it's going to be different. This time, it's gonna last forever. Siya na yung mapapangasawa ko. Maghihintay ako sa kanya hanggang pag-graduate namin. Siya na talaga. Yun yun. You know? Alright. Guys, for the Samaritan woman, akala niya, things will get better. Sige, namatay si, nawala si number one, okay lang. Number two, okay lang. Number three, okay lang. Number four, sige, okay lang. It will get better. Pagdating kay number five, wala na. I give up na. To the point na, parang, ayaw na niyang mag-move on. She's just existing from day to day. Okay? Pagod na siya eh. Ayaw na niyang tumingin sa past niya kasi yung past niya full of pain. Pain of rejection dahil sa Samaritan siya, tuwing lalabas siya, nilalait siya ng mga Jews. Pain because of past relationships. Sinasabi mo sa sarili mo, break na kayo ng boyfriend mo 3 years ago, 2 years ago, several months ago. Pero kung magiging honest ka sa sarili mo, there's still pain, there's still wounds inside your heart. And ganun yung Samaritan woman. And eventually, she became a shadow. Ano yung shadow? Eto, may anino ko, di ba? Ayan. Shadow exists, but it's not living. Yung shadow, nag-i-exist, pero hindi yan humihinga, hindi yan kumakain. Nag-i-exist lang. Minsan may feeling tayo na ganun eh. Ayaw mo na rin tumingin sa future mo, kasi feeling mo, wala naman akong future eh. Same old stuff, hindi ako yayaman, hindi ako aasenso tulad nung mga relatives ko. Hanggang ganito na lang ako. So what's the use? Anong gagawin mo? Gigising ka sa umaga, mechanical na lang yan. Magbe-breakfast ka, papasok ka sa school. Pero not looking back and not looking forward. As if, tama na lang yung nandito ka, nag-i-exist ka. Ganun siya. Ganun siya nadatna ni Jesus. Not looking backward because it's too painful and not looking forward. And wala siyang nakikitang future. Okay, next, number 3. She is unaware. Verse 19 to 20. Ano sabi dyan? Sir, the woman said, you must be a prophet, so tell me, why is it that you Jews insist that Jerusalem is the only place of worship while we Samaritans claim it is here at Mount Gerizim where our ancestors worshipped? Ayan. Verse 20? Ayan, wala. So, hindi siya aware. Hinahanap niya si Jesus Christ. Hinahanap niya yung Messiah. Okay? Na hindi niya alam na doon na sa harap niya yung Messiah. Have you experienced that? You're looking for God. Tapos, hindi mo alam saan siya hanapin. Malay mo, kaharap mo na pala si Jesus. Hindi mo alam. And marami siyang tinatanong kay Jesus Christ about this and that. She was full of misconceptions. Saan yung place para mag-worship? Sabi ng ninuno ko, dito daw, ganito daw. She's full of misconceptions. There's a lot of people today in your school, maybe here in this place, that are still full of misconceptions about Jesus Christ. Dapat ko itong gawin para tanggapin ako ni Lord. Kapag hindi ko to ginawa, magagalit si God. Pag hindi ko to ginawa o ginawa ko to, si God magagalit. Si God magagalit. Misconceptions. Bakit? Kasi sabi ng lolo't lola mo, yun, pag di ka nagdasal, pag di ka nagsimba, nako, makasalanan ka. Galit sa'yo ang Diyos. Pag di ka kumain yan o kumain ka yan, nako, makasalanan ka. Galit sa'yo ang Diyos. That's the culture that was passed down. Misconceptions, katulad ng Samaritan woman. But, she was also unaware that she had a deeper need, that of a Savior. Hindi niya alam, nagpatalon-talon siya ng relasyon, akala niya yung mga lalaki magsasatisfy sa kanya. Hindi niya alam, ang kailangan lang niya is really a Savior. Hindi niya kailangan ng kung sino-sino, tao lang. But Jesus knew that. Jesus knew she had a deeper need. Now, a lot of people here exist that, you know, do a lot of things, pero hindi nila alam, they have a deeper need. That's not other than Jesus Christ. Kahit gaano ka pa katalino, kagwapo, kaganda, you have a deeper need. I once met a man in school. He is a medtech student from CEU. Meron ba mga taga CEU dito? Ayan. Konte, yon. Yun yung alma mater ko. Itong guy na to, imagine nyo na lang, siya yung pinakagwapo, pinakasikat, pinaka mayaman, siguro, dun sa medtech department. And itong guy na to, meron siyang girlfriend doon sa katabi naming school, sa College of the Holy Spirit. And they were together for 3 years. And one day, itong lalaki to, pag nakita namin to, hinahangaan namin to eh. Sabi niya. Sabi namin, idol, we wanna be like him. One day, we discovered that he passed away. Namatay na. Wow, namatay na. Bakit ganon? He had everything. No, brewin mo, nagkaklase kami sa fourth floor, biglang boom, boom, boom. Pag may ganon na, malakas na bass, alam namin parating na yun. Kasi siya lang yung may kotse ng malakas yung bass. Tapos magpapark siya dun sa harap ng building namin. Papatugtog siya. Pero namatay. And what really bothered us was the cause of death. He committed suicide. Then later on, syempre, nag-imbestiga kami bakit siya nag-suicide. We found out, he committed suicide because he found out that her girlfriend, his girlfriend, broke up with him and went away with another man. Suicide siya. And he was about to graduate the following March. Nag-graduate na siya sa March. Nagpakamatay siya. Bakit? Kasi unaware siya. Akala niya, ito yun eh. Ito na yung babaeng magsasatisfy sa akin. Pag ito nawala, wala na rin ako. Wala nang silbi ang buhay. Ngayon, hindi niya alam, hindi naman yung babae ang need mo eh. Ang need mo si Jesus. Okay? Ngayon, ano yung reply ni Jesus? Ano yung ginawa ni Jesus? First, Jesus offered her an alternative. Verse 10. Ano sabi dyan? Jesus replied, "If you only knew the gift God has for you and who you are speaking to, you would ask me and I would give you living water." So, inooperan siya ni Jesus. Temporary water versus living water. Ngayon, wala nang kuro-kuro dito. Kung ano yung itsura niya, kung ano yung buhay niya, kung ano yung sitwasyon niya noong time na yon, yun na yon. Talagang Jesus met her where she was. Walang ano. Sinasabi si Jesus na, pray ka ng pray, hindi ka naman nagbabago. Mamaya ka na lumapit sa akin pag nagbago ka na. Walang ganon. Jesus met her where she was. And he offered her an alternative, which is the living water. Anak, tama na yan. Kita mo naman, di ka na satisfy. Try mo naman ako. Pag ako, ininom mo, tinanggap mo ako sa buhay mo, things will change for the better. Okay, number two, Jesus exposes not her sin, but her thirst. Ayan. Verse 13 to 14. Basahin natin. Jesus replied, "Anyone who drinks this water will soon become thirsty again, but those who drink the water I give will never be thirsty again. It becomes a fresh bubbling spring within them, giving them eternal life." Okay, we try different things to satisfy us, and in the process, we make wrong decisions or wrong choices. Now, we think we're too bad. Parang, Lord, katanggap-tanggap ba ako? Parang feeling ko, parang hindi mo ako tatanggapin ah. You know what? I tell you this. Alam ni Lord lahat ng ginawa mo. Kahit yung mga bagay na ginawa mo na ikaw lang nakakaalam. Pero ang good news doon, kahit alam ni Lord lahat ng kasalanan mo, tanggap ka pa rin niya. You are 100% known or truth and 100% grace. Ano ibig sabihin nito? Psalm 139 verse 1 to 4. Sabi rito, "O Lord, you have examined my heart and know everything about me." Everything. Wala kang may tatago kay Lord. "You know when I sit down or stand up. You know my thoughts even when I'm far away. You see me when I travel and when I rest at home. You know everything I do. You know what I am going to say even before I say it, Lord." So alam ni Lord lahat. Pati mga mistakes mo. But in spite of that, tulad ng Samaritan woman, tinatanggap ka niya. Kaya nga sabi sa Psalm 103, verse 10 to 12, "He does not punish us for all our sins. He does not deal harshly with us as we deserve. For His unfading love towards those who fear Him is as great as the height of the heavens above the earth." And last verse, "He has removed our sins as far from us as the east is from the west." Ganun si Lord. Okay, alam niya yung kasalanan mo, pero in spite of that, "I accept you. Mahal kita. Pwede kang lumapit." Ano man ang sitwasyon mo ngayon, kapatid, ate, kuya, ano man ang sitwasyon mo ngayon, kung gusto mong lumapit kay Lord, no questions asked, tatanggapin ka ni Lord. Tatanggapin ka na. And last, ano yung ginawa ni Jesus dito? Jesus accepts her and gives her a new life. Verse 29. "Come and see a man who told me everything I ever did. Could he possibly be the Messiah?" So the people came streaming from the village to see him. Imagine niyo to ah. Kanina lang, nagtatago siya. Ayaw niyang kumuha ng tubig ng umaga o gabi. Gusto niya tanghaling tapat. Umiiwas siya sa tao. Biglang, boom! Takbo siya dun sa village. "Mga kapitbahay, lumabas kayo dyan. Tignan niya to, may isang tao rito. Kinuwento niya yung buong buhay ko." "Sino yung babae? Sino yung sumisigaw dyan?" "Mami, may nagwawala sa labas." "Sino yan, anak?" Pagsilip nila. "Uy, si ano yan na? Si Dory. Yun ba yung dating asawa ni Jack?" "Hindi, yun yung asawa ni Jose. Hindi si Jose yung asawa yan ni ganito. Ano yung sinasabi niya? Mayroon daw nag-aanong tao. Labas silang lahat. Fully changed. Okay? Fully changed. Dating umiiwas, ngayon bold na. Now, did she deserve it? No. Everybody deserves a new life and God gives it instantly. Binibigay yun ni Lord. And you know, as a really, siguro, ang dami kong kilala eh. I just want to share one. Na isang taong binigyan ni Lord ng new life. Actually, not one, but two. You know, there's this one guy na dating nag-aaral sa TIP. Sino nag-aaral sa TIP? Technological Institute ng mga pogi! Yon. TIP na meron siyang grupo dati. Ang pangalan ng grupo niya, Budget Boys. O, anong ginagawa niya? Minsan, naglalay siya sa parents niya para makakuha ng pera. O, nangungupit. Tapos, mayroon siyang tatlong SIM. Papalit-palit yan kasi marami siyang girlfriend. Ilan ba? 27 yung naging girlfriend niya. Oh, sino yun? Ha? Yun. Sige. Tapos one day, sabi niya, eto na lang ba? Well, does life have something else to offer me? Ganito na lang ba lagi? Wala nang pagbabago. Sawang-sawa na ako. Then one day, one of his friends brought him here to the youth service. Sabi niya, yung preaching daw, nung nag-pastor na nagpipreach dito, parang lahat patama sa kanya. Parang siya yung binubullseye. And he suddenly realized that it was the Lord speaking to him. Okay? Yung pangalawa naman is a woman who's studying in pamantasang lungsod ng Pasig. Same story as the guy. Siyempre, hindi naman 27. Yun. 18 lang, no? But, you know, invited, she was also invited in the victory group, heard the word of God, got changed, and got these two guys, this man and this woman, they're both serving the Lord now, on fire sila kay God. They have their own victory groups, they're doing one-to-one, and they are testifying kung ano yung ginawa ni Lord sa buhay nila. Do you have their picture? Ayan. The guy is none other than Mr. Chuck Bacani. Ayan. Andiyan ba si Chuck? Wala. Ayan. Tayo ka naman, question. You know, let's give glory to God sa ginawa niya sa buhay ni Chuck. Ayan. Glory to God. Ngayon, yung babae, si Ate Carmina. Miss Carmina, unfortunately, she's not here now. Meron siyang klase. You know? Ayan. So, ito lang. Ibabalik ko lang ulit yung tanong ko sa inyo kanina. What makes you qualified to sit beside Jesus at the well? Kung pagbabasihan mo yung sarili mo, worthy ka ba na umupo katabi si Jesus Christ? Kung magiging honest ka, umarap ka sa salamin, worthy ba ako? Kanina lang nangopya ako. Walang nakakaalam dito, kanina lang nangopya ako. What makes you worthy to sit beside Jesus? You know what? I'll tell you this, and I hope they flash it in the screen. What makes you qualified? Surprise! Is your sinfulness, not your righteousness. Qualified kang umupo sa tabi ni Jesus dahil sinful ka. Hindi yung righteousness mo ang tinitignan ni Lord. Hindi yung mga kasalanan mo, hindi niya tinitignan yan. Kaya worthy ka umupo sa tabi niya. Ulitin ko lang, what makes you qualified is your sinfulness, not your righteousness. Kaya nga sabi ni Lord sa Luke chapter 19, verse 10. I just want to back this up with scripture. Luke chapter 19, verse 10. Sabi niya doon, for the Son of Man came to seek and save that which is lost. Pumunta ako dito sa mundo, hindi para sa mga righteous. Pumunta ako para sa'yo. If you're here tonight and you feel that you're a sinner, you don't deserve to be with Jesus, you're the most deserving person. Okay? Kaya ito, minsan naririnig ko pag nag-victory group ako eh. One time, nasa McDo kami, sa tapat ng Roosevelt, may isang estudyante ron, inaya niya yung friend niya. Tara, halika, sama ka sa amin. Ano ba ginagawa niyo dyan? Victory group. Anong ginagawa niyo sa victory group? Nagbabasa ng Bible. Ay, ayoko, masusunog ako. Ganun kagad yung sagot. Di ba? Masusunog. Sige, bigyan niya ng fireproof na jacket para hindi masunog. Di ba? Feeling niya unworthy siya, makasalanan siya. Yung mga banal lang yung mag-victory group, you know? You feel you're a sinner, and you feel if you're the worst of sinners, you're the best person, best qualified person, that ikaw ang hahanapin ni Jesus Christ. Okay, and I wanna end with this. I just want to read to you 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17. It says here, this means that anyone who belongs to Christ has become a new person. The old has gone, a new life has begun. A new life. Can you please pause that there? A new life has begun. Alam mo, ang new life na sinasabi ng Bible, hindi mo makukuha yan sa bagong relasyon. Hindi mo makukuha yan pag nagpalit ka ng boyfriend o ng girlfriend. Hindi mo makukuha yan kahit ikaw pa yung valediktorya ng school mo. Hindi mo makukuha yan kahit maging presidente ka ng bangko o maging presidente ka ng isang bansa. Ang new life na tinutukoy dito, makukuha mo lang yan pag tinanggap mo si Jesus Christ, pinapasok mo siya sa buhay mo. Why? Because simply put, being in Christ means being in a relationship with Jesus. Having a new life means being in a relationship with Jesus. It means living your life with God day to day. Kasama mo si Lord araw-araw. Hindi ka nabubuhay mag-isa. Bakit mo siya kasama? Kasi tinanggap mo na siya eh. Pinapasok mo na siya sa buhay mo. I'm gonna be honest with you. Alam ko lahat tayo rito may sugat. Not the physical wounds, but we have wounds because of past mistakes, past decisions, wrong choices. Now we feel that we are unworthy. Because of those wrong choices, we feel we're not worthy, Lord. Hanggang ngayon nga, Lord, di ko pa natatanggal eh. Kaya hindi ako worthy. You know? It doesn't matter. I'm gonna tell you tonight, it doesn't matter. Just as the same, pag lumapit ka, bibigyan ka ni Jesus ng living water. Kaya sabi sa John chapter 10, verse 10, the thief's purpose is to steal, kill, and destroy. My purpose is to give them a rich and satisfying life. Live in this life and live for eternity. What does that mean? Live in this life. Tanggapin mo yung masaganang buhay na inoffer sa'yo ni Jesus Christ dito lang, dito sa mundo natin, ngayon. And live for eternity because you have Jesus in your life. I want us all to bow our heads as we close in prayer.